This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Socks got rocks.
Here's the 2-2. Ripped into the outfield. That's a base hit. 5-0 Rangers. Heim rounds second. He heads for third. It's hard to imagine the Red Sox can leave Giolito in the game any longer. I mean, it is the right-handed hitter, Wyatt Langford. I guess that's the reason. A line drive into center field. That's a base hit. He drives home another run, and it's 6-0 Rangers. Two down, two strikes in the bottom of the ninth inning. Story waits. Martin throws. Swing and a miss. He got him with a cut fastball, and the inning and ball game are over. Another super frustrating night for the Red Sox, who've lost 5 of 6. They are again below 500.
It's over.
Good for Will. He's like, yeah. Boy, it's hard to imagine. Can't leave him out there for more of this.
Giolito's going to be out there for any more of this.
Yeah.
Brow beating he's taken. No. He's out there. Stayed out there. Continued to stay out there.
So fourth inning.
Give up just missile after missile after missile.
Trouble inning was the fourth for Lucas.
It wasn't his best.
Do you know how many hits he gave up in the fourth?
Well, they gave up 16 as a team last night. The Rangers have been hitting so poorly that they needed a new hitting coach. But how many in that inning?
Yeah.
Was it?
Seven hits!
Damn it, I should have
seven hits!
Right under my nose.
In one inning, and the first two were rockets. They were both ground rule doubles that just went flying into the right field.
I thought it was an instant replay.
Seats.
I was like, wait, wow, they're showing this replay again? Oh, nope, just another rope. So they're into the right field stands.
So they're already down 1-0. They fought through a rain delay and all that, whatever. So it's back-to-back just screamer doubles into the stands. Then he gives up another hit. So it's three straight hits right off the rip. At that point, if you're really trying to win the game, you got to get somebody up. You might even want to go to the mound. You might even want to get him out, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But they allow him to face a bunch more hitters. The next guy, sacrifice fly, scores a run. And then it's two more hits, and he's still in the game. Then he finally gets an out, and then it's, two more hits? And then they finally then it's 6-0.
Yeah.
So he gave up 5 runs, 7 hits in one inning. Didn't even finish the inning.
Keith, you said something very interesting there. If they want to win, which I'm starting to question with this team.
I don't know.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
The way they approach games. So we went into the Blue Jays series up in Toronto. We're like, this is a sneaky big series for the Red Sox. They played very poorly against Toronto the first time. They were all bundled up. They couldn't hit. Let's see how they go. And in the first game against the Blue Jays, 10-2, we're like, great. Look at this team. I think it was a crochet start, if I'm not mistaken. Like the old Jones and Keefe, 10-2, they win. And you're like, okay, look at them. Then they drop the next two against the Blue Jays. Bullpen implodes. They drop 2 of 3 to the Twins. They lose the opener to the Rangers last night. It wasn't competitive. They have dropped 5 out of 6. They are a game under 500, 18-19, still somehow in second place in the division.
Yeah,
they
the division's down. Not very good.
They're 2 games out in the wild card behind the Rangers and then the 3 teams in wild card spots, the Guardians, the Royals, and the A's. I mean,
not great, Bob.
I'm starting to wonder if there's any urgency over there if they want to truly win games right now. Like, I think long term, if you asked them, would you like to win some games and make the playoffs? I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But is there enough urgency to want to win right now? Are they trying to win games right now? It doesn't feel that way. let's just let Lucas Giolito go out there and get his brains beaten in. So what? We can save the bullpen to try to win tomorrow? Let's just do whatever we're doing at first base. Abraham Toro. Let's just do whatever we're doing at first base because
he did make a nice play.
He did. That was a nice little,
play.
Stab at first. I mean, the ball basically brought him to the bag, but it was a nice play.
Let's
worry about the development of
Devers
our prospects.
Devers doesn't make that play.
Let's worry about. No, he probably not. Let's worry about all these other things. Devers and his happiness, the development of our prospects. Let's just worry about all that.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you.
Let's just worry about tomorrow. We don't need to win today. Let's worry about tomorrow. That feels like the attitude, which is starting to piss me off.
Yeah, a little bit. This is where I start to get into the let's take a look at what Alex Cora is doing. Because for a lot of it, it's how much credit, how much blame do you give the manager? In baseball, where it's so much stat-based and a lot of decisions are out of his hands. Here's your lineup. Those guys have to hit. So it's sort of like Missoula. Hey, these guys need to make shots for Cora. It's like, all right, these guys need to get hits. These guys need to pitch well.
Just get some hits.
But when it's certain decisions like when to take a pitcher out, how long to leave a pitcher in, what you're doing with your substitutes and things like that, when to pinch it, when not, all that kind of crap does go on the manager. And you're saying, all right, what are you doing? It seems like there's a lot of this. Well, this is for like the long play. This is the long play. And it's like, you need to win games now. These games, the old cliche, but these games count too. Yeah. You need to win these ones.
Baseball is a different kind of sport. I get it. It's about the 162. It's about the grind. I understand all that. And you don't want to sacrifice and go all out for a win in May to jeopardize your future. I do get it. I just feel like the pendulum is way too far in the other direction. They're way too concerned about tomorrow. And not enough about today. There should be some level of concern about trying to win the game in front of you when it's there in front of you. And I think that pendulum swung too far. I also think when you're going the way they're going, you can sell out a little more to get a win. You need to mix in a win. Five out of six and letting it slip away. You're a game under 500. It's time to worry a little bit more about today than tomorrow.
Yeah, I would say so. Nathan Eovaldi looked really good.
He's a good pitcher.
He's been solid.
He's not bad. He shut down the Red Sox twice this year.
Yeah, but Giolito was not good. So we've seen him now twice. The first one was pretty good. It could have been better. Remember, they let him out there for a little bit longer, but I don't know. I guess wanted to give him six innings. They actually blew the lead for him. He had a chance to earn the win, and they lost that game in extra innings. And then this one, he just was terrible. And I don't know what Cora was doing. Was he asleep in the fourth inning? Was he trying to see, he'll pitch through it? You can kind of tell. He was not going to pitch through that.
I think.
Early, you can tell.
No. I think if I had to guess, and they just had an off day.
Yeah.
But if I had to guess, Cora's probably saving his bullpen for the rest of the series or whatever. It's you had the full bullpen at your disposal.
Newcomb pitched four innings.
Thank you.
You couldn't have brought him in sooner?
You could have. You absolutely could have. You have a long guy in your bullpen. He's in the bullpen for that reason.
Yeah.
So when your guy doesn't have it, go to the next guy. And my guess is the answer is we didn't want to burn through our whole bullpen. You ended up doing it anyways.
Yeah.
And you lost the game. So you got the worst of both worlds.
It's a long way from his comments last week. I think it's actually the 1 week anniversary of Alex Cora's comments to Hart and Fitzy, where he said it's a good time to be a Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, he's on the show today.
He's on the show today.
Nice.
He should be.
2:30-ish. You're not going to want to miss it.
Basically, Meyer and Anthony can't be up here because the team's too good. The takeaway from that.
Yeah, no, he's blocked by
all these studs, all these all-stars, just everywhere.
Abraham Toro.
Yeah, Abraham Toro.
Rafael Devers.
Guys. Yeah, Rafaela.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. Not Rafael Devers.
Say it on Rafaela.
Yeah, David Hamilton.
Yep.
Yeah.
All these guys, they have to be there every single
day. You can start putting Story on that list, too. He struck out 20 times in the last 40 at bats.
He's not great. He had a nice week stretch. He's not great. He's never been great.
No, he's not at all. Yeah, he 0 for 4 last night, 3 Ks, 1 for 8 in the last 2 with 6 Ks.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of falling apart on him a little bit. But, you have these two guys just hitting the ball great down the minors. You can't find room for them. You're deciding to not really field a major league first baseman, I guess, for the foreseeable future.
Go get me a goddamn first baseman!
And then a lot of the arms are really letting them down, too. Because when you can't even fully rely on Garrett Crochet, that kind of hurts you. And then we still you really don't know start to start from Hauk. I know he had a good one, but Hauk and Giolito and Bayo. Yeah, I don't know if it's a good time to be a Red Sox right now. You're a game under 500, and so
maybe a week ago it was.
Maybe.
I would say this week not so much. Not a good week to be a Red Sox.
And I don't even want to point to the standings or where the other teams are in the American League because I'd put that to the side. Like, yeah, you're not buried because nobody's running away with it in the American League. So you always have that in your back pocket, but it should be more about how you're playing. Like, are you going to go on a run? Are you going to play better? And not, well, we're kind of keeping pace. Like, is that what you want? You want to be 81-81 and a couple games out of the wild card? No.
You're worse than you were a year ago.
Right.
And that team was a joke.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it should be as simple as that. Where's the urgency? And I would tie that in at first base. You can jump in. 617-779-7937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Early in the week, Monday, we gave you our plans at first base. I want Devers there. I want Roman Anthony up in the big club, DHing, playing some outfield. Keith wants to slide Christian Campbell over to first base and get
your cleanup hitter, so you might as well.
Get Marcelo Meyer up here playing second. Marcelo Meyer, friend of the show.
Yes.
Web gem yesterday.
Deep in the hole.
In Worcester, great play.
No, my.
So if he can do that at short, he could come up to the big leagues, you would imagine, and play some second base. Mm-hmm. Either plan is better than what they're doing, which, again, is Abraham Toro.
Yeah. You know, base knock, though.
Mixed in with some Romy Gonzalez.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
That's the plan, apparently, short-term, for the Red Sox. Breslow seemed to leave the door open with Rafael Devers. Cora has consistently slammed it shut. This is Cora before the game. This is good.
All right. You talked about the Rafi first base thing the other day. Have you had any conversations with him about it?
No.
Don't plan to?
No.
Just, I mean.
You're not going to ask him?
It's unbelievable. It's like not.
That's like the Breslow. Is it the team playoff team? Yeah.
It's not. It's not. Is he going to play first base? You say no.
Talk
to
him.
No. Have you asked him about it? Nope. Do you plan on it? Nope. Like, that's wild.
It's honestly flabbergasting that they don't have a first baseman plan. Like, it's an obvious thing. Like, if you build a roster, you have your starting lineup, and then you have your replacements. You should have across the board, like, a depth chart. Like, if fans at home have a depth chart or access to a depth chart, how do you not?
Mm.
So Casas goes down, which who in the world could have saw that coming? Guy who played 60 games last year. Who in a million years could see Casas going down? He goes down, and you're like, oh, my God. Romy, Toro, nobody else. We have no other options. You can't move Devers. You can't move any of the young kids. You're not going to make a deal for anybody. Like, they got caught with their pants down.
Okay.
Like, they assumed Casas was going to play 150 games.
Even you don't want Devers at first. Even you think they should have approached
him.
Thank you.
Well, if you
do, we at least agree on that. Could
I
you
do
ask the guy?
Because you're not asking anybody else. Okay. Like, you haven't asked Meyer and Anthony and Campbell. You're terrified to do that, even though Campbell plays multiple positions within a week.
Mm.
None of those guys are moving. You're not moving. Like, the other guys aren't everyday players. So you're just like, well, we got Turo and Romy, who aren't first basemen either.
They might not be big leaguers.
Well, that's
like,
also
like
true.
Everyday that big is, leaguers.
That's
you know what
all,
I mean?
That's
I mean,
definitely true.
Toro is not an everyday big leaguer.
Maybe not.
Romy, I don't think, is an everyday big leaguer.
No, he's not. And they're not playing their primary position. So, like, shouldn't you have that conversation? Like, guys, what do we do next year? Actually, you shouldn't even have that conversation. That should be, like, don't you go into a game knowing who the emergency catcher is, for example?
Yes, you should.
I think Romy actually might be their emergency catcher. But anyway, like, you have an idea. You have to be prepared. So if Narvaez gets hurt, what do you do? Like, okay, you have...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really plan for that. It's not like, that far ahead.
Well, the first time this happened, when Story got hurt a couple years ago, and Kike Hernandez was playing shortstop. He was the worst shortstop in the league.
Yep.
And they were like, yeah, just keep running him out there.
They did. They trotted him out there. But, you can't just not play the game. You have to have somebody play first base or somebody play shortstop.
I do love it. Have you asked Rafael Devers? Nope.
No.
Plan on it?
No.
Nope.
Toro's going to go on a run here.
Alex Cora, do you have any plan whatsoever at first base?
No.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
All right, well.
Alex,
there's a lot of season left, Alex.
There is. Alex, is your baseball team any good?
No.
That's harsh. I mean, that is. You want to talk about pissing your players off. I said that about Missoula earlier.
Yeah.
Hi, yi, yi. Alex, are you a good manager?
No.
Wow. I mean, let's talk about truth serum.
Wow.
My goodness.
Is tonight a must win for the Celtics?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. At least we're on the same page finally on something. All right.
I mean, I think we can all agree on this. When we were all laying out our plans, we were arguing, play Anthony at first, play Meyer
play
at first,
somebody.
Play Campbell at first, play Devers at first, bring in Anthony Rizzo, bring back Bobby Dalbec.
Dom Smith,
where is he at? Yeah. I heard a million different ideas of first base.
Vibes were high with Dom Smith last year.
Vibes were high. Nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere did I hear Abraham Toro. That was not a plan that I heard.
Nobody wants Toro. That's their plan.
That's the Red Sox
Breslow
plan.
Breslow and Cora, they're like, well, we got Toro. Like, what the hell?
Like, there were so many plans.
Yeah.
So many plans.
And it's one thing if you were rolling and you can kind of hide a quadruple A player and you're like, hey, let's just see where this goes, get closer to the trade deadline and kind of reassess it. But when the team is pretty inconsistent, like they've scored total a lot of runs, but they're pretty inconsistent. Like they'll have a night where they score 13 runs, and then they'll have a night like last night when they get you one. And you're just, guys are, you know, it's a baseball season. So guys are going into slumps and things like that. And then you can't really put this guy in there and expect anything out of him. Like you need somebody else, especially when you have two guys at the minor league level that are smashing the ball.
Good Keithspiracy on the text line, 617-779-7937. Cora's response sounds like he's trolling Rafi Devers' response with the no.
Oh.
Okay. You think that's what's going on?
I don't know if that helps.
I mean, they sound very similar. No. I don't think he's trolling him. I think he's team Rafi on this one.
Yeah.
In fact, I think Cora is helping hold up the transition for Devers to move to first. I think Breslow wants to do it. I imagine a lot of people want to do it. Just listening to Breslow the other day.
Do you believe Cora? Like, they haven't even asked him? Do you think Cora pulled Devers aside after Casas got hurt and just one-on-one? And maybe the answer is no, because you've always said Devers just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And maybe Cora's protecting him, being like,
maybe
he's not playing first, but because we didn't ask him.
Whether,
he probably would.
I bet they've had some kind of conversation where Devers made it clear, I'm not doing it.
No.
But he might have done it in, like, spring training where they're like, hey, Rafi, we're going to move you off third. You're going to be the DH, but we might want you to take some ground balls over at first. I can only imagine how Devers would have responded to that.
It's just so strange to me. Like, you don't have a backup for a guy that played a third of the games last year.
Right, and if you don't have a backup first baseman on your big league roster.
No, but you have to have, the wheels need to be in motion. So I'm not saying that game you have like a great replacement.
A lot of teams don't have a backup first baseman on their roster.
Plan.
That's a wasted roster spot, but you have some kind of plan somewhere in your organization or some names out there where you go, boy, if this guy gets hurt, how do we replace him?
Because don't you think if any outfielder got hurt, Roman Anthony's out.
Yeah.
If Story, Bregman, or even Campbell got hurt, Meyer's up.
Right. Second, third, or fourth, Meyer's up.
Casas goes second, fourth.
Second, third, or short, rather.
Why don't Meyer's they call him
fourth? They love David Hamilton. He'd probably start every day.
I mean, Hamilton might play until he drops another ball and costs them a game like he did the other night. But I feel like first base is the one spot where they're like, all right, well, fingers crossed, it'll just be that guy all season long.
Yeah, I mean, they were even ready to go at catcher. Like, they went out and got Yasmani Grandet. Like, they were more active at catcher when Connor Wong got hurt.
Right.
Than reacting to Tristan Casas getting hurt, which is wild. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Do you tie Devers and like that whole situation, moving off a third, being real upset about it, blowing off the media the last handful of days, doesn't even want to talk about the idea first. Cora can't even bring himself to ask, isn't even thinking about asking Rafael Devers about playing first. Do you correlate that with their struggles and the poor play on the field?
No.
I don't as much. I think Devers is, we've sort of proven out, like, not a great teammate, has never been a leader or anything like that. But when he gets going, he can be a great hitter. And that's why I'm actually fine with him just being the DH and leaving him alone as DH. That's why it's not my plan to move him to first. I think there's too many other things going on. I think the inconsistency with a lot of their pitchers, this stretch that they're on, this losing 5 of 6, four of them, I think, come down to the bullpen. Last night was not a bullpen loss. Last night was Giolito and no offense.
Last night, Cora was taking a snooze.
Yeah, he's like, oh, the game's delayed, right? Yeah. Right now? Like, no, we're actually going to play the game.
We're out there. We're playing a game right now.
So that one's not bullpen, but a lot of the other ones have been bullpen, which I think are not related to Devers. It's why you brought in a guy like Bregman. Like, Bregman is going to be more of, like, I think the on-field and off-field leader than Devers is. And he's been good. Like, he's not like he's struggling at all.
No.
Bregman's been great.
But if you want to be fair, like, I think Bregman's hit and done his job there. He didn't start fielding very well. That's picked up. But, you know, if he's going to be the leader, I mean, he's the not the manager, but, like, the in-uniform, on-the-field leader.
Yeah.
I mean, that feels like it's taking
the toilet.
Yeah, it feels like it's taking a bit of a nosedive from a year ago.
Another guy that we talked a lot about in the offseason because he had one of the best years a year ago, and he was one of the 5-10 best players in baseball, is Jarren Duran, and he looks more like an average player.
He does.
Like, he's kind of struggling, like, 0-4 again last night, 3 Ks. He was so good last year. He was one of the reasons why you took a team that really overachieved for a while, and then obviously they fell off in the second half. But he was having, like, an MVP caliber season. You don't have that right now. So I think you're not really setting the table off with a guy like you had a year ago. He is kind of taking a step backwards.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.